Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Brady Jasper, talking Hiawatha boys hoops. The Red Hawk boys 5-1. They win their first league game last night, beating Big East foe Sabetha on the road, 58-47. Let's talk about it, Coach. Really, one of just a couple close games you've kind of had all season. Took care of business last Thursday and Friday, but your guys showing some grit and toughness, and maybe, you know, a benefactor of having to grind through a game like Troy, as, you know, you made some clutch plays there in the second half and got a big road win at Sabetha last night.
Yeah, it was a tough game. Obviously, a tough place to play, and they're a good team. You know, I was impressed a couple different times at how hard their guys played, and they just cut hard, and they were kind of physical some, and we felt pretty good to be able to regain the lead in the second half and hang on to win over there at Sabetha. So good start to the conference season.
No doubt. Mentioned the two wins last week. You beat Mar Hill Mount Academy 70-43, beat Pleasant Ridge 64-25 in your lone home game. So it seems like things are continuing to kind of fall in place. Are you happy with the progress and just kind of what you've seen from the guys as you get about a two-week break now here without any games, but have to feel really good being 5-1?
Yeah, we've had some things that we've been able to say have been pretty good. We've also found a few things that maybe could be some areas that we need to improve upon too. So we definitely have some work to do over the break, but we feel okay about where we're at right now. Everybody's made it through. We're healthy and feeling good about the team. So that's important to us. And I think the main thing would be to try to come back on the other side of the break with something new, something different, something that would help maybe us propel us forward too and catch another level. We don't want to just stay right where we're at.
What are you most happy about? What's kind of pleased you the most and what you've seen from your guys in these first six games?
I would say one thing that jumps out to me is probably just kind of the way that team feels. They've done a good job of sharing the ball, sharing any of the successes that they've had. We haven't taken very many bad or selfish-looking shots or plays, and I think that's important for our guys. And not every team can have that all the time. If we got some guys that you know, like to want to score the ball or are capable of scoring the ball. And so, but sharing it and defending hard and just valuing the overall team effort more than any, individual stats. We've had that so far, and man, I hope we can hang on to that.
Final thought is kind of how you approach the break. I mean, you talk about feeling good at 5-1. You don't want to get complacent. Of course, the guys are going to get some time off, but do you look at this as an opportunity to really kind of expand some things, put some new sets and things in, or what are some of the focal points that you want to accomplish here and having more than a couple weeks before your next game?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. If there was ever any time that allowed for it, you know, maybe we could use some time for it. Maybe some individual work on a few guys and sharpen up a few things that we know will show up in games. That would be one thought. Beyond, of course, everything so far has just been team. Get in your offense or set up your second defense or work on this or that. So maybe we could dial it back to some individual attention for a few guys. That might help us. We'll just kind of see. Mainly just, making sure we're staying in shape and everybody's kind of got the right mindset. Those things are most important to us right now.
You bet. Well, 5-1 has to feel like a pretty good Christmas gift as the team has played very well and has to be you know, feeling good here going into the break. So enjoy it, Coach, and we'll look forward to seeing you and talking to you in the new year.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a Merry Christmas.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha girls, the Red Hawk boys, the Red Hawk locker room chats on KNZA and MSESports.net are presented by Hiawatha Implement, by Carl's Body Shop, and by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.